In the gospel reading today, we hear about our Lord appearing to these two holy women who had actually come to anoint his body. But when they didn't find his body, but rather the angels, they went to announce it to the apostles. Now, we've all heard this story many times, obviously, but there's a point in here that we wouldn't necessarily recognize. And that's what our Lord did, which was so extraordinary. That is, appearing first to these women. We might assume that he appeared first to his mom, but that's not in Scripture, so we don't know that. The first ones that we know who saw the risen Lord were these two women. We might say, so what? What's the big deal? The big deal is that in that culture, women's testimony meant nothing, literally nothing. If a woman was to testify in court, her word meant nothing. So the fact that Jesus chose to appear to two women and to ask them to go and tell the disciples was something that was completely contrary to what would be cultural at that time. We know that when they did go and tell the apostles, they didn't believe them. Because the same thing. They had grown up in that culture. They had learned the same thing. But then we ask ourselves, what did Jesus do when he appeared to the apostles? He chastised them for not believing the women who spoke to them. And so we see the way that our Lord is working, recognizing that in our humanness, where we have failed to recognize and uphold human dignity, that he has done just the opposite. And so it is today. In our society, thankfully, we are doing much better with some of these things, although now the stupidity of our society, where we say that men can be in women's sports and somehow that's all perfectly fair and good and normal. All we're doing once again is playing another game and destroying the dignity of women. But our Lord isn't going to do that. He's the one, remember, who created women last. Women were created last for a reason. Because in creation, when you look at the second chapter of Genesis, or the first chapter particularly, and then you look at the second where the woman is created last, there is an order of perfection in creation. The most perfect beings were the last created, and that was a woman. The most perfect being that God ever created, and the highest being in heaven, is a woman. And so it's the devil who hates women. It is the devil who wants to destroy the dignity of women. And our society has jumped right on board with that. And as men, we have to recognize that because males and females are radically equal, if we don't recognize the dignity of women, then we can't recognize the dignity of men either. So this is its essential. Recognizing, first of all, that our Lord took our humanity to himself when he was incarnate. It is our humanity that rose from the dead. It is our humanity that has been brought into heaven. That is the dignity that each one of us has. And it doesn't matter if we are male or female. Our dignity is equal. Our society doesn't want to tell us that. Our society has a whole bunch of agendas that it's pushing and a bunch of nonsense that needs to be rejected. But the only way that we can reject the lie is if we know the truth. Jesus is the truth. and he's the one that we have to follow. And we have to be careful how we read what he said and what he did, because we like to read it through the filter of our own ideas. He didn't do it our way. He taught us to do it his way. And that's the part that we have to learn. He is God. He is truth. He is charity. And that's what he wants for us. And with our humanity renewed by the resurrection of our Lord, with all the hope given to us for eternal life, there has to be that recognition of human dignity, the immense dignity that God has given to us. Satan has been unbelievably successful in trying to destroy our understanding of that dignity. He cannot take our dignity away. He cannot even reduce it in the slightest amount. But what he can do is mess with our minds and convince us that we don't have dignity, or that half of us don't have dignity, or whatever it might be. They are lies. And we need to look at Jesus, and we need to look at what he did. He broke all of the social mores. They didn't like what he was doing because it was different from what they were doing. And what he does continues to be different from what our society is doing. So as usual, we need to reject the nonsense of the world. We need to reject the lies of the devil. And we need to look at the truth, who is Jesus Christ. And we are to live our lives in accordance with him, to live our lives in accordance with the truth, in accordance with charity, in accordance with our human dignity that has always been there, made in the image and likeness of God, has now been elevated to a supernatural level through our baptism and being made children of God, and has been completely renewed in the resurrection of our blessed Lord. He shares the dignity of your human nature. The nature he took is exactly the same as yours. He didn't have any sin, but the nature is the same. So if you are worthless trash, which is what our society wants to tell you, then Jesus is worthless trash. Are we going to say that? It's time we reject the lies of Satan. We have to begin by recognizing our own dignity. And only in that way can we recognize the dignity of others. Follow the example of Jesus. Learn to live the way that he taught us. And we will have true freedom, the freedom of the children of God.